pointed it. That means I give the guy a little bit of trust, saying, I saw it, now I'm taking it on the YouTube.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, we got to gather more information. We're going to have to gather more information on this one, West as I see it. K2LIW.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you. Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1872, with a release date of June 28, 2013, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QSP. Rule changes are sought to allow encrypted ham radio communications in limited instances. The Consumer Electronics Association is forming a standards group to reduce distracted driving. 5 megahertz privileges come to Samoa. ARIES responds to Alberta, Canada flooding. The FCC sets RF exposure comment deadline. And Amateur Radio Newsline announces its 2013 Young Ham of the Year. All this and more on Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1872, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first and only independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from near Houston, Texas, here is Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
The FCC is inviting public comments on a proposal from a Massachusetts ham to amend the Part 97 amateur service rules. This to permit the encryption of certain amateur communications during emergency operations or related training exercises. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, has the details.
On June 7th, the FCC accepted for filing a petition for rulemaking from Don Rolfe, AB1PH, designated as RM-11699, and put it on public notice. In it, Rolfe suggests that an additional exception to Part 97.113 be made to permit encrypted communications when hams are participating in emergency services operations or related training exercises which may involve information covered by medical privacy requirements or other sensitive data. This could include logistical information concerning medical supplies, personnel movement, or any other data designated by federal authorities managing relief or training efforts. As you are likely aware, FCC Rule 97.113 right now prohibits hams from transmitting messages encoded for the purpose of obscuring their meaning. Rolfe's rulemaking petition says that this restriction has impacted the relationship of amateur radio volunteers and served agencies. Also, that it has significantly limited the effectiveness of amateurs in supporting emergency communications where secured communications is required. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
In making his request, Rolfe notes that there already exists precedent for this exemption. He notes that Part 97 already relaxes its encryption prohibition with respect to satellite control link communications and model craft radio control. The deadline for filing comments on RM-11699 is July 8th. Ham radio operators and other interested parties have until September 3rd to file comments on an FCC proceeding to reassess the limits and policies governing exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields. As previously reported, the FCC released a first report and order, further notice of proposed rulemaking, and notice of inquiry in EC Docket 13-84 and 03-137 on March 27th. They were published in the Federal Register June 4th, starting the clock on the commentary period. While the FCC proposals do not alter existing RF exposure limits, they do call for the elimination of existing special evaluation ham radio exemptions as outlined in Section 97.13, Paragraph C, of the Commission's rules. According to the ARRL letter, the League plans to submit comments on this issue over summer. The Commission will also accept reply comments filed after September 3rd and continuing through November 1st. Other minor rule changes adopted in the report.
RC2N repeater controller V5.52. The time is 2:06 a.m. The time is 2:06 a.m. Ready. The time is 2:06 a.m. 73, and good night from the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30.
at 8:30. This is the WQZL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. WQZL Repeater System.
Non-stop, all weekend long. You'll get to enjoy on Thursday. And do you know if you're going to get called into work for Friday, or are they taking that day off also?
Assuming we're working Friday, I'm sure that there'll be some type of discussion going on, but I'm assuming that we're working Friday, so it is what it is, unless we work a double Wednesday, and then take Friday off, so I don't know. We'll have to see what the consensus is in the game plan. You know, this Friday would normally be my Friday off. But even if I had it as a work Friday, I would have been off because the school decided, don't pay to open, no one's going to show up. You would have gotten a bonus day off without any penalties. Yep, the other half of the directors get an extra day off. Okay. So there you have it. I'm surprised that the students haven't figured it out yet and haven't protested. Well, if they get an extra day off, we should get an extra day off some other time. Yeah, right. And it's a PBN Mobile, by the way, in the four-laner. I'm right behind you. This is N2ZED Mobile. I'm just coming into the four-laner. So sweep the road for me. Yeah. Oh, come on. I do it for you the occasional times I'm ahead of you. I make sure that everything's clean. Yeah, this is true. This is true. I'll just sweep it all off to the side. Which side you sweeping to, left or right? Right now I'm sweeping to the right. In that case, I better move over at least one more. Alright. Let's see, Monday morning, safety meeting. Ooh, I can't wait. Are those safety meetings always the same, or do they have to go over what went wrong the week before? Obviously, if something went wrong the week before, that's a major topic of discussion. And there's always a topic of discussion which changes from week to week to week. And then there's the open mic session where anybody who has any safety issues or concerns can voice them to the masses, and then they get addressed. You know, issues with the trucks, issues with this, issue with that. So we'll see what happens. It's always an interesting Monday morning when there's a safety meeting. Are these safety meetings run by the company or by a union rep? It's done by mandate of contract. So it's done by the union. And then one lucky fellow gets to report to the company, you got to change this, this, and this, otherwise we consider it an unsafe practice and we're going to report it to the union. Not so much nastiness like that, but yeah, there's always a company representative, usually the superintendent, is in attendance for the safety meeting. Safety meeting is run by the foreman or general foreman and reported back to the company by the shop steward. Yes, I wonder how many times people keep their mouth shut about things because they're afraid that if they're the one who brings up something that's going to cost the company a lot of money, that the company will find some way of getting rid of them. If it's a safety issue, there's no fear of reprisal whatsoever.
depends on the perception of the safety issue. Real or imagined, if there's a safety issue, there is no reprisal. Should you get wrongfully terminated for bringing up a safety issue, it's taken care of. Oh no, you'll never get terminated because of the safety issue, but they'll conveniently find some other infraction to terminate you for. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, has feathers like a duck, it's a duck. I've had many a time that I brought something up and found myself walking out the door with my tool bag and it got taken care of. The union immediately send you to a different job or somehow manages to send you back to that job? Depends upon the circumstances. There have been guys that have been returned back to the contractor that let them go. There have been guys that get sent right back out. You know, every circumstance is different, but every circumstance gets solved. I guess that's one of the things that a union is good for, because if you didn't have a union and brought up the safety issue, and then you got terminated, there would be no one to protect you. Yeah, just think about that. You'd have to go out and hire yourself a lawyer and sue somebody. Try doing that, you know, over a 38-year career. Try and do that like a dozen times. Yeah, I guess so. I'm just glad that I'm not working in a union-type industry. Sometimes the unions, not always, but sometimes the unions really don't give you a benefit and it costs the employee money called dues. That's why it's key to joining the right union. But even so, even the worst unions around still is better than no union at all, where you're on your own and you have no solidarity or backing or strength in numbers. I guess in a way I indirectly belong to a union because they have what is called the Faculty Senate that meets and addresses issues having to do with the faculty. It could be loosely called whatever you want to call it. If it's a group of individuals all performing the same job that stick up for each other against their employer in, well, maybe not, the word against is wrong, or negotiate with their employer when things need to be negotiated, then yeah, you could call it a union. I tell you, at one point, a number of years ago, the part-time faculty at the school, that my individual school, started to talk about organizing into a union, and there was actually invitations to a couple of the major unions to see if they wanted to be the representative body. Well, very quickly, some bones were thrown the way of the part-time faculty, and about 50 of the part-time faculty became full-time, so they were no longer eligible for said union. Broke the whole movement of going into a union. It was to show you that they organized, they proposed, and they were given an offer, a counteroffer. So imagine yourself as one of the part-time faculty, and you really and truly did not want to get into any type of a negotiation,
but by being part of the part-time faculty, your other fellow part-time faculty members negotiated you a substantial raise and a full-time position. There's the benefit of collective bargaining right there. Yep. I know. The only raise that I got was the benefit package, because the extra couple hours didn't make that much of a difference salary-wise. But the benefit package was well worth it. That's right. If anybody knows about benefits, it would be you. You know, medical benefits, dental benefits, optical benefits, all psychiatric benefits, all that stuff. That costs money. If you have to go out and buy that stuff yourself, you're using up a big chunk of salary to make sure that when you go crazy, you'll be able to sit on somebody's couch. Of 10, 11 years ago, something like that, I was paying over $1,000 a month for the medical benefits alone. Now I'm paying $200, $300. There you have it. Collective bargaining. But the real good benefit came once I got, and it's been better since I got into this position that I'm in now, is the retirement package I now have. After the first year, I was mandated to set aside 5% of my gross salary into a retirement account, and the school was mandated to put away 10%. So they're matching me $2 for every dollar I put away. Yeah, okay. So there you go. Again, benefit. Benefit. Retirement. Benefit. There's lots and lots of people out there that don't have those things. They don't have the luxury. I wouldn't even call it a luxury anymore. I call it a necessity. They don't even have that necessity anymore. They're footing the bill for it all on their own. They're not getting anything for all their years of service. They're just scratching by. And that's a scary, scary thing. So what else is new? Button. Let's see, today I gotta go order and pay for the keg. Tomorrow I got acupuncture. And Wednesday I gotta pick my son up at LaGuardia at 8:30 at night.
That'll be interesting if you're doing a double.
That won't stop me none.
You'll pick him up while you're supposedly working?
And then I just have to figure out what to do with him. But I could do that, or my wife will pick him up. Either way. It's not a big deal, either way. Not a big deal.
Well, now that she has a new bearing and hub, she can.
It was so nice. We took a trip to Walmart in Farmingdale. Got on the southern state. I mean, we were rolling down. We actually had the radio. You could just barely hear the radio in the car, carrying on a conversation. It was like, wow. It's like sitting in them going like, wow, you got like a new car now.
Yeah, yesterday we get a phone call mid-morning from friends of ours, and they said, we'll pick you up in a little while if you want. You'll take a ride in the new convertible, and then we'll get something to eat for lunch. So we drove down to Freeport, had lunch, and he bought a year-old Mustang convertible. Nice car. You don't want to sit in the back seat, though.
Was it a toupee alert day back there? Did you get out of the car with your hair all tousled and disheveled? No, I had been in convertibles before, so I knew enough to wear a hat, and I warned my wife. Wear a hat. Kinda hat did you wear? Baseball cap.
So he had hat here?
Yes, I had hat here.
Who had an RMP come up on me real fast with some lights on. I thought maybe he was looking to make friends.
What's going on? Get Doc's boot out?
I do that all the time.
Stevie, ever get Doc's boot out?
No, I was involved in a painting project, so I took care of that instead. Garage painting.
You didn't try to pull a Huck Finn and get some of the neighborhood kids to help you paint?
I didn't even run the butt. I was just thinking about that this morning. I didn't even run it, and usually I do, so... weather permitting, I'll start it up today at least. But I'm off on Friday, so I hope to get out then.
Nice. Yeah. My brother-in-law's going to spend a wonderful 4th of July weekend. He's having surgery this morning.
Really? What's he having put in or taken out?
I don't know how many, but he's having some colon removed.
Oh, that's not fun.
Guess, they found some things they needed to address. It's called, two bouts of diverticulitis with perforations in a span of about 3 months.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. That's why they're going to chop that section out.
I'm on call starting Wednesday, so I'm handling the holiday weekend. Oh, joy.
I'm going on the Gaga. I'm on the crossover ramp. Yeah, I think my son is on this weekend. I think he said that he got his holiday pay for a different day, and I think he was starting to arrange to do his rotations, so he was on an ambulance. Before he could do those rotations, he had to sit with the dispatcher to learn all the codes, because they're different, New York City FDNY versus Nassau County.
23.
That's Nassau County.
And where is he now?
Well, when he's on the ambulance, it depends upon if he's on the volunteer job or the school ambulance situation. Volunteer, he's in Wantagh Levittown, so that would be Nassau County Fire Comm. And if he is on the ambulance through the hospital with the school, he gets dispatched with New York City, because eventually if he works there, he'll have an FDNY badge number.
We get him over by us. Did I tell you that the hospital divested itself of the ambulance corps? They're now managed by Hunter, who's a large ambulette company.
Would have thought they might have sent them over to Hatsala.
No, they didn't. Hatsala's got its own little clique with the biggest trucks that you've ever seen.
Absolutely. Back on the main line.
in.
So you're being serviced by Hunter Red or Green?
The red ones is what we had. I mean, we still have our ambulances. They still have our badges. But the ambulance drivers and paramedics have Hunter IDs now. And they're managed and paid through Hunter.
Yeah, because Hunter Red and Hunter Green are two technically separate companies.
Okay. Well, I've only seen the red ones by us, but we get everybody. FDNY, that's all, we get them all.
Well, if Brian rolls up there, he'd be in a North Shore ambulance.
I'm gonna give him a shout if he's in the hood.
If he gets there, interesting would have been, there was a possibility that my brother-in-law would have been having his surgery at one of the hospitals that my son has to do rotations, and as a result, he could have been the one intubating him.
Would he have wanted to do that?
At least it would have been better than having to catheterize him. Yeah, well, the intubation is interesting. He's got to learn how to do it because he's got to be able to do it in the field. So he goes over to the hospital in the OR. So you don't know who was actually shoving that tube down your throat.
What Steve's girlfriends always say. By the way, Alyssa told me you didn't have the guts to use the funnel.
I said a little twit Friday night. She told me all about you guys.
She tell you about Frankie the Stalker?
She told me that he scared her.
Yeah, he's peeking in the window. The door's locked. She's peeking in the window, and she's like, oh, my God.
She's a lot of fun. She's a good kid. How late did you stay there till?
12:30, maybe?
Activity was only till 12:30?
Yeah, because we had to get, maybe a little 12:45, because we had to get back by 1:15, I think, I'm trying to remember, we got back just at about 20 after. So, judging backwards, yeah, we might have stayed almost till 1, maybe 10 to 1.
It's a Pride flatbed.
Pride flatbread? And to PPN on the Kosciuszko.
That KB2N, you end up just going over the cross Issel. Looks like holiday roll today. A lot of people took off this week, I think.
Well, I hope it's like that when I'm coming home this afternoon. I really don't feel like fucking traffic in the middle of the day. It's been really weird. 2:30, 3 o'clock, traffic is already building.
That's been horrible. Horrible.
How's the single sound, by the way?
You know, I was going to remark on that, but I didn't want to jinx anything. It sounds very good. Why, did you find some things that you corrected?
I didn't do anything. Not one thing. Didn't even look at it.
Well, I never.
So with that in mind, what do you think?
It sucks.
Are you supposed to write a problem that doesn't, well, it raises its ugly head most of the time. But I'll get runs like this. I don't know, I'll figure it out. I'll have to get into it this weekend because I got a little more time and hopefully our call will be quiet. What's the forecast?
Speaking.
The weather was.
Forecast is of periods of light followed by periods of darkness. Same forecast we've had every day, Pinky. Same forecast we had every day, Pinky. Potential scattered thunderstorms with potential short, heavy downbursts.
So Triple H, what chance of T-storms in the afternoon?
Yes. So have you set the backyard up, Rich, so you have a nice overhang to put the barbecue underneath just in case it rains?
No. Why would I do that?
Oh, so you'll stand out there with the umbrella while you're barbecuing?
No. Why would I do that?
Because you're a good host and you're going to serve anyway.
Well, if not, potentially have another rider with you?
No, that's why I was trying to get you to come with me. I've been going out alone. What I really and truly need is I need somebody in another boat to snap pictures of me running. When I'm running at full speed, I got to see where this hull is sitting in the water. And that's going to give me my big clues, because I've probably got too much hull sitting in the water.
Does the nose appear to be pointing up or parallel to the water?
She planes off. She comes up and then the nose goes down and you feel it. Speed picks up. But you could still have the nose parallel, but you don't have enough of the boat up out of the water. And if you're too wet, you're going to just have too much drag and not get your full speed. If I get it to the point where it's correct, I should almost have very little hull in the water at speed.
Especially that thing. That thing should be ripping.
Theoretically, that boat should only have the prop in the water when it's running at full speed.
All right, you'll get there. You said you thought you heard some pinging. Do you think that was from a timing issue or the gas quality?
Could be a little bit of both. One of the things that I had addressed that I found owned, and I had another interesting thing happen also Saturday morning, but I'll get to that in a second. And 2PP in Mobile. When you open the throttle wide up, there's a plastic jacket that covers the wires that go up to the throttle advance plate, and those wires are clamped into place behind the Lincoln sink bar, so I guess that they can't rub up against the bar or have a problem. The jacket must have gotten, I guess, stiff over the years, and when you would push it to wide open throttle, the timing advance plate wouldn't go all the way to the stop. It would get hung up because of the plastic jacket not flexing and the spring, I guess, not being strong enough to overcome the stiffness of the jacket. So I loosened up this little pinch clamp, and now every time you hit the throttle all the way to the stop, the plate now moves all the way to the stop screw without any trouble. So I may not have been fully advancing the timing. That was number one. Number two is I checked what they call the Lincoln sink, which is making sure that the distance between the push rod for the timing advance is correct. Let me let it reset. And it was real close. So what I did was I actually advanced the timing probably about 2 or 3 degrees. So that in itself could be causing the pinging. The other thing is that I was also doing some research, and this new E10 gas that we're running in the boats has a propensity of not producing enough heat under combustion and can also cause pinging. So the next thing I'm trying is I'm going to try a little octane boost, running a higher octane fuel in the boat, seeing if that removes the pinging. If it doesn't, then I'll retard the timing back a little bit.
I was going to say to you that the gas doesn't get as hot as the old blend of gas. All right, so you're on the right track there at least. Interesting with that jacketing, very interesting.
Yeah, it was very strange, because here I am, I'm like, let me make sure everything is right, and I pushed the throttle all the way open, because I also wanted to put a mark on the throttle lever for where the throttle plates start to close, but it's still running at full timing advance, because that's your optimal cruising position on the engine, where you're running at full advance, and the throttle plates are closing. So you trim out there, and then you can run, and you're not burning as much fuel as wide open. So there's still a couple little issues here and there to play with, to tweak, and do some things with. And I put some brand
brand new plugs in it on Saturday morning before I ran out. I got a fresh set of spark plugs, and I went to put the number one cylinder plug in, and I'm tightening it up, and it's stripped.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. That's because you were rushing along. All right. I have I think I have a kit for that. What size plug is it? 5/8?
Oh, already done. Already taken care of. That plug, the threads were Shinagata for a long time. Because when I was having the car problems and I was taking the plugs in and out, you could feel it. That plug, you had to play with to get it to go in and seat. To just go in. And it's non-tapered. It's a gasketed plug. 14 millimeter. I already went, got the helicoil, did the helicoil kit. Saturday morning, did the helicoil kit, put the helicoil in, and done. So that's done. So not that that was a problem. So I know that the plugs are fresh. I know everything is good. The carbs are good. So I'm just dialing it in now to try and, you know, tweak whatever I can out of it.
All right, well, maybe we could get together and I can assist with another boat there. We'll try and set that up. All right, believe it or not, I got a most excellent spot. Somebody, well, a guy I talk with sometimes just pulled out. He waved me down and he just pulled out. That's what she said. I'll wrap to you later. GB2NQN Mobile, have fun.
It's a work in progress. It was $40 for the frickin' helicoil kit. Talk to you later. And two, PPN Mobile.
52 in, QN, check.
Thank you.